Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk celebrity diets and caffeine with star of Notorious, Mr. J. August Richards. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Oh, wait.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I hear click every time.
Hey, guys, welcome to Fit Club. As you can see, we have our lovely guest in tonight, J. August Richards.
What's up?
Along with my lovely co-host, Mr. Shaka.
Yes, yes. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And I'm back as usual. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon across all social medias. And I just posted a cool little video of us doing that same rendition. I think we have it down pat. I think we're going to be the next new edition.
Yes, a tribute to new edition airing tonight on BET.
All right, so we're also going to talk about your lovely career, but we do have some hot topic stories, as usual, that have to do with health and fitness. Let's jump into Mrs. Oprah Winfrey. She is losing a lot of weight, and we can say that's thanks to Weight Watchers. She initially started Weight Watchers as an investor.
Which is always important, as we know, when you invest in yourself. Like, you know, she knows it's her money on the line now, so you gotta lose that weight.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that. I love that she put her money up first, and now she's using, you know, what she invested in to help her and probably help boost sales. You know, people are watching her. She lost over 40 pounds right now.
Wow.
And she's saying that, you know, she's still eating her pizza, her tacos, and, you know, she's able to lose the weight. She's a lot happier, healthier. And yeah, I think Oprah is doing it all right now. She's doing pretty well for herself. Yeah.
Have you tried like a program like that before in the past to like get super in shape?
Yes, definitely. Definitely not Weight Watchers. I mean, I'm looking at this picture now of Oprah. To me, Oprah is always beautiful. I mean,
she really is. Yeah.
You know, heavier, lighter. I mean, she's just, you know, I admire her so much. I have tried, you know, various eating programs, but never really like a diet, just like, you know, eating in a specific type of,
but nothing, you know, so strict. I mean, it's kind of strict, but the point system, or like, is it flexible?
Yeah, so I have a couple clients who do Weight Watchers, and I'll tell you, out of all my clients, the ones who do Weight Watchers, they see the most results, because nutrition is so important, and it doesn't deprive them from eating certain foods. So you can, I think it's more about portion control when you do the point system. So right now, Weight Watchers is number one in the world for diets, and it's because of this point system that doesn't restrict them. So I think what Weight Watchers, I feel that they should incorporate or partner up with gyms, or maybe have their own training program, because I think with the two together, they'll see the most results.
Wow. Yeah.
But nutrition is, what, 70-80%
yeah, exactly.
of it?
Exactly. So. It's all your diet almost, you know.
Yeah. So. But I personally have not tried Weight Watchers, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it's actually better than regular calorie counting.
Yeah.
And doing, what do you do?
What do you mean?
As far as like when you're trying to, you count your macros.
And yeah, but I don't even, because for me with numbers and food, I keep it separate.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the food and decide that's healthy for me. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yeah. Is there any diet that you wouldn't try? Or any program that you wouldn't try?
Well, I mean, as a vegan, so obviously I'm limited in that way. But no, I'd try some. But what works for me is actually, it's working. So I guess,
Right. I guess for me, I mean, I guess do you call it, I don't want to say the wrong word, but whatever, whenever I'm eating for working out, it's always like some sort of protein, which is a meat for me, because I do eat meat. Either rice or sweet potato, and like broccoli or spinach, something green like that. So I do that like 3 times a day with a protein shake. And
so you're well balanced.
Yeah.
You balance it all
and
out.
And so that's like your macros, your protein, you're getting your carbohydrates, your complex carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's generally how I eat all the time.
Yeah.
And then I like cheat basically like once a week with something delicious, like some Jamaican food or some, you know, pink berry or, you know, some cheesecake.
Crackberry, right?
Yeah, exactly. All that good stuff.
I think also with Weight Watchers, what helps them, not just the point system, but everybody knows that being overweight or eating a lot, it's an emotional I guess, an emotional behavior. True. And they do weekly meetings.
Oh,
so I
nice.
Think it's the weekly meetings and the weekly weigh-ins and having the same people there holding you accountable who are going through the same thing. You know, it's similar to AA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Except for, you know, people who are overweight. And being overweight, you know, if you're severely obese, you do have an addiction to food. So this helps them break that compulsive addiction to eating.
You know, now that you mentioned it, one of my very best friends, Tanika Johnson, mm-hmm. she is in one of these groups, so she mm-hmm. lost 40 pounds.
Oh,
now that,
nice.
Now that you talked about the groups, it's
yeah.
triggered.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So it's definitely not. You can, once you hit your goal weight, you can opt out of doing the weekly weigh-ins and programs. They had just have an app. But people sometimes, even when they hit their goal weight, they'll still go just to be accountable and not pack that weight back on.
Do you work out better alone or with a trainer when you have someone who's kind of like pushing you and going, hey, 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 let's get it?
See, I work out. I love to work out now because, as you know, I started a very sort of serious program when I was doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which involved the most wonderful trainer in the world named Eric Thomas Wilson. And he and I worked out together for 5 weeks in preparation for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love working out with him. He's incredibly motivating and I always say he's like a scientist with his ability to tell you what you need to eat, how you need to lift. He will modify each exercise to fit the specific area that you need to work mm-hmm. on. I mean, he's a really brilliant trainer. I love working out with him. I also work out with another guy named Cody Stout at Equinox in West LA, and we do a lot of leg work together, mm-hmm. so I like working out with him as well. But I really love working out by myself. I put my headphones on. Mm-hmm. I listen to sermons, to speeches, mm-hmm. to videos. I listen to all kind of like things on astrophysics and crazy things while I'm working out, and it really motivates me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think I vacillate. Sometimes I like I want someone there because there's certain things I'm just not going to push myself to do.
Mm-hmm.
But especially for me, because like I'll work out with someone that they think I can do anything. So they're like, let me see what you can do. So then I kind of want to show off a little bit. But then the moments I just have to be in the zone, just like, you know.
Yeah. And I noticed, too, to go back to the groups, a lot of women who do the group classes see a lot of results. I think there's just right. power in numbers.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think whenever you're in a supportive group, for any goal that you have, you'll probably be more successful at reaching those goals. So,
yeah,
kudos to Weight Watchers. I'll probably try it one day. All right, let's talk about this infrared sauna type of new deal that all these celebrities are going to drop the weight. Now, when I did the show Fit to Fat to Fit, I had a certain amount of weight at the end that I had to lose in a certain amount of time. And I'll tell you, I was in that sauna, and I lost probably 7 pounds in a week and a half, eating clean.
What?
Yeah, it was
wow.
crazy. Eating clean, working out, but adding that sauna. So I know there is definitely, you know, it's good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see results. But Shaka, is there anything bad about saunas you know of?
Well, the research kind of showed that it hadn't really done much up until now. But now mm-hmm. they did this whole study of, like, mm-hmm. 2,300 Finnish guys over 20 years. And they found that, like, it lowered your blood pressure. You were mm-hmm. less likely to die of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys were living longer. And it showed that the sauna actually benefited them in a longevity type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to do the sauna almost every day. How about yourself?
If, you know, I run out of time. So, no, I do it, like, once every few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, they say, what is it, 4 to 6 times a week. It's, like, optimal.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why it's so successful, it's because when you're in the sauna, it's so hot that your heart rate speeds up and then you start to sweat. So it's mimicking kind of a workout, but mm-hmm. you're not working out.
Yeah, and it was, what, 66% less likely to get dementia and 65% less likely to get Alzheimer's from
wow.
a sauna.
From
no
the
way.
Sauna.
Yeah.
Yes, we have the research.
Is this a specific kind of sauna? Did you say something about
infrared?
Okay.
So regular saunas are great too, but the infrared is a little more cleaner, more because it's killing all the bacteria. Because, you know, when you're in something that's with other people sweating and it's muggy and
mm-hmm.
it can be very gross. So you want to do the infrared saunas. Just, yeah. it's
I
a
mean,
little
it
more
sounds like a microwave. Are you putting yourself in a microwave?
It looks like one too.
Does it?
No, it does. Yeah, it does. And
wow.
the infrared saunas, I think, can get hotter
yeah.
than regular
oh,
saunas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That does not sound like the business.
But it's not that bad. I mean, I used to do it, like, almost daily.
Where?
Yeah,
in infrared?
Yeah, right in West Hollywood. There's a little place there.
Oh, but not at Equinox.
No.
Okay,
no.
okay.
Yeah. And then I think this is why all these new, hip, little workout boutiques are adding these, you know, indoor Bikram type of heated cycling or the Bikram yoga. And I think they're seeing great results because it's combining the heat with the working out.
And not to mention the calorie burns. Because if you're about 160 pounds, you'll burn about 300 calories in 30 minutes. So that's pretty good.
Wow, that's a small pink berry. Yeah. I will not be trying that. No. I'm not into it. No, I feel like that's like frying your organs. I'm not about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody.
Right.
Do you drink a lot of water?
I do. So much water. Yeah, that's all I drink.
Have you ever done anything extreme that you didn't think you would do before?
So many things. you know, like skydiving, of course. Yeah. Extreme things. I mean,
like fitness. Like extreme,
fitness-wise. Yeah. I tried Bikram yoga one time only. It was the worst experience of my life. I hated it.
What was so bad about it?
I did not like it. It is not for me. I mean, I got in there. First of all, I was late, and the instructor hated me. He had it out for me from the minute I walked through the door, late, as he should have. And I'm standing there, and we're just standing there, right? And this is the first thing. We're just standing up, and we're just breathing or whatever. All of a sudden, over my shoulder, I hear, I turn over. This lady has hit. Dude, she is... hit dirt. She fell out in the first 30 seconds. And the instructor goes, if you wanted to lay up, you should have stayed home and watched CNN. They came and dragged this poor lady out, and I was done.
Oh, my goodness.
It's too much. It's too extreme. I'm just not into it.
Maybe you went to an extreme studio. Right.
You know, my experience with Bikram yoga, I really enjoyed it when I was going through a lot of stress in my life. Mm. It's 90 minutes, so you're forced to kind of be there for 90 minutes. And I feel like for me, it really helped me de-stress. When I would walk out of there, I felt like, oh, okay, like in a different world. But doing it consistently, I don't think I could do that.
It's just tough. I mean, I like to do it consistently, but every single time I'm thinking to myself, like, what am I doing to myself? Mm-hmm. Like, you get yourself in a position, you're just like, why am I here?
Right.
But I just like the way I look afterwards. I just kind of focus on the aesthetic value to it as well as the inner value.
In terms of how? What is it aesthetically that it does for you that you really like?
I think because over time you get a little bit longer, that like the muscles just kind of like just look a little bit more leaner.
Okay.
And so the year before last, I did a 30-day challenge. I was going to do yoga for 30 days in a row, and I was going to do no weightlifting whatsoever. And my body looked the best it had ever looked.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
And I was going sometimes twice a day, and I looked amazing. And I'm so mad I almost went back to the weightlifting. But yeah, so I got so many immediate benefits from it. So.
Wow. Very interesting. All right, let's talk about other benefits. Let's talk about the most annoying health complaints, but with snacks can help them,
alleviate them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the first one we have is headaches. Yeah. If you are complaining about a lot of headaches or even migraines, there's different health options that can help you. They say spinach, they say pumpkin seeds, they say yogurt or kefir. Avocados, figs, dark chocolate. I will be eating more dark chocolate now. And bananas.
Yeah, because it's caused by just having low levels of magnesium. So anything that'll kind of raise your levels of magnesium, you want to reach for. And I like this article in particular because it's let food be thy medicine. You know, let's go to food first before you go to, like, you know, migraine, you're going to go to Advil, you know. I think food is the best way to go.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys have any, remedies that you do to alleviate different health issues?
Yeah, apple cider vinegar is my go-to. Yeah. I do that twice a day, and I just feel like I feel pretty good every day.
Yeah.
Really? And does that help anything specific, any specific ailments?
Well, it definitely raises your metabolism. It helps with weight loss. Mm-hmm. And then I think it just helps you overall, because it's creating an acidic environment in your stomach. I think it overall helps you to ward off disease and, like, ailments. So.
Wow, I'm going to try that.
I know whenever I'm getting sick, I have... a Jamaican friend, and her mom is very into, you know, natural,
voodoo.
Holistic.
No, I'm just kidding. We're both Jamaican. We can say that.
You know, yeah. Okay.
I have Jamaican ancestry. Yeah.
Okay, well then you know this. She always tells me if I feel like getting sick to eat a garlic clove.
Oh yeah, but you take it like a pill. You just cut off a piece. It's water. Yeah. With water.
But I'll tell you, if I chew on it, I will puke.
Oh yeah, I would never chew on it.
Like I have to put honey in it and then try to like.
No, you're supposed to cut it off in, like, a pill size. Just take it like a pill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't chew it. No.
That makes sense.
I actually thought of a natural remedy food that, you know, I was... if I've ever been addicted to anything in my life, it's Nicorette, which is the gum you chew to stop smoking cigarettes. I have been more addicted to Nicorette than I was to actually cigarettes. That's Nicorette funny. Is delicious. It's like so great. You pop it in, it gives you a little buzz. It just goes through your body. It's just great, right? So I had been chewing Nicorette for so long. I'm embarrassed to say how long I've been chewing it for.
Like a pack of Nicorettes in your pocket.
Not now, because I quit. Okay, but the universe tested me recently to see if I was really over it. So I have a wonderful friend who is Chinese, and I was trying to quit the Nicorette, and she said, Jay, why don't you chew ginger instead? So I would slice up fresh ginger and chew on that, because Nicorette gives you a tingling sensation in your gums, and ginger does the same thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
I quit
true.
Nicorette by
Good
chewing ginger.
You.
Thank you so much.
Guys, heard it here first from Jay August. Quit smoking, remedy
it's the
ginger.
Nicorette. Most I know so many people addicted to Nicorette.
I wonder if it would help with cigarettes, too.
I wonder. I doubt it.
And just going straight from the cigarettes to the ginger.
Because you're not, maybe. Yeah, because you're not seeing any nicotine cravings now.
Mm-hmm. Right, but there's a difference, right? Yeah. Because the ginger satisfied the taste thing that I was missing. So for smoking, I tried acupuncture once for smoking. Mm-hmm. That really worked. That was great. There's all kind of little things you can do. I don't know. I don't know, though.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I'll tell my friends, family who smoke to chew on ginger. All right, there's another remedy, menstrual cramps. If you are having menstrual cramps, they say that you should, let's see.
Ginseng and
ginseng, avocados, fruits, nuts, seeds, and...
Reishi mushrooms?
Yes.
Yeah.
I found that interesting with the mushrooms.
So they said a lot of this stuff is caused by cortisol. Mm-hmm. And so you want to just kind of decrease your levels of cortisol. So all these are cortisol-decreasing foods, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And if you experience lack of energy, Shaka, what should you take?
Well, a lot of leafy greens. I like this. This whole article really talked about the plant-based lifestyle really kind of being the most energetic. Yeah, so you want to go for leafy greens, and you want to get a lot of colored vegetables as well. Mm. And then you want to make sure you're hydrated, so you want cucumbers and a lot of vegetables that are full of water.
Mm-hmm. So. Makes sense. And if you are experiencing bloating, you should have arugula. Any bitter type of...
Fennel. I use caraway seeds. Mm-hmm. They're kind of bitter, but sometimes I'll throw it in some food, and then that just helps with bloating.
And you should have it after you eat, or if you're going to eat that for dinner in the meal to help reduce the bloating. I recently have been taking aloe vera, and that has been helping. Some people, you know, they'll use it topical use, but you can actually drink it if it's natural. You get the, you know, go to Whole Foods, you get a cup of it and drink it.
What do you use for bloating?
For bloating and TMI to help you go to the bathroom if you're having issues.
Aloe vera.
That helps.
For acting, you're always up early in the morning. You have all these early morning calls. What do you do for energy? Especially because you have these physical roles, too.
I mean, I hate to say it, but coffee.
No, it's not copious a bad thing.
But caffeine is good, as long as you're drinking it straight black and not having...
I just put a dash of cream, and like I do put a substantial amount of sugar, but Nicorette...
He's
trying
to glaze that over, too.
But Nicorette was also great for... It gives you a little buzz, too, so I used to chew while I was... I quit halfway through my last job, which was dangerous, my last season, which was dangerous because you could suffer some sort of mood swings, but it didn't. I didn't have any, fortunately.
Do you want to hear something crazy that happened to me this week?
Yes.
So I ran out of my amino energy. I take this pre-workout to give me energy, and right now I found that that's the cleanest pre-workout that I found on the market. It's basically amino acids and caffeine, but they'll flavor it, so they have fruit punch flavor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I ran out. My roommate, she had some pre-workout, and it was called Bang, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this Bang. And Bang, I had an amazing workout. I had so much energy. But 2 or 3 days,
a slight heart attack.
I was itching everywhere. Like,
stop it!
It was so bad.
Oh God!
One night, I literally had to take an oatmeal bath with olive oil and baking soda. I found this remedy online, and I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know that it was actually the pre-workout that was doing it to me. So I went to the pharmacist. I'm like, I need something topical. Like, I am itching. I'm getting dandruff. Like, all I felt like a crackhead. Like, you know how crackheads itch?
Yeah.
I was itching all over the place. And she was like, you are having an allergic reaction to something. What did you consume this week different that you haven't taken before? And the only thing was that bang. So please be careful out there. You do not want to take anything for energy because it gave me so much energy. I couldn't go to sleep and I was itching all night long.
It's the worst combination ever.
I'm itching now just thinking about it. I'm like scratching.
The only silver lining, we know caffeine is actually good for you.
Yeah.
So
great.
But without whatever else might have been.
Yeah, I need to check that ingredient label because I know it had some other stuff. And Shaka, you and I have talked about this. Yeah. A lot of the stuff, it's not truly approved by the FDA. And they will put it on shelves.
Yeah.
You know, so
especially when it comes to the supplement world.
Yeah, you may not know what you're really putting into your body, as I learned this week. So.
Oh my God.
Not just this week.
This is, like, today's like the first day I haven't
you
been
just stopped itching. Wow.
Oh, man. I have been taking Benadryl like every 4 hours.
But was Bang like a natural pre-workout?
No.
Did you feel like it was clean like your previous one? Okay.
No,
all right.
Not at all.
She just wanted something.
Okay.
I just wanted something.
Yeah. And my roommate takes it and like she can squat like 250 pounds.
Wow.
Like she can squat a lot for a girl. And I was like, yeah, I want to squat a lot. I want that Bang. No, I don't want that Bang.
Without that itch.
Yeah, exactly. You guys be careful out there. Please don't take Bang. All right. So let's jump into you. What do you have going on right now?
What do I have going on right now? Well, this is a wonderful experience. It's nice to be talking to you guys. We're on hiatus right now from Notorious, so we're waiting to see if we'll get another season, and that's what we're looking at right now.
Now, for your role,
yes.
Did you have to train a specific way? Did you have to eat a specific way? I mean, I know you have a nice figure. Did you have to...
I feel so objectified.
Did you have to... You know, do anything else.
Not for the role in Notorious, but, you know, as I was telling Shaka the other day, we worked out together. I've always been in the gym in some capacity. I remember when I was like 13, I asked my parents for, I think it was like $700 to join the YMCA
down
serious? The street.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
And I didn't really know that much about working out. I worked a little bit with a trainer. It turned into a Bally's. So it was a trainer there at Bally's. I wish I remembered his name, but he taught me a couple of things about working out. I went to college. Would work out with some of the other theater majors there. And so I've always had a very casual relationship with working out. I've had trainers here and there.
Yeah.
But when I booked the role in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I did the pilot where my character was kind of a down on his luck single father. And then when I was to come back midway through season one, I was told, you know, hey, you're going to come back as a superhero and you're going to have a shirt off. Your shirt off. So whatever that means to you, get into it. Deal with it. So they gave me a stipend to hire a trainer. And I remember that was September Friday the 13th.
Oh, jeez.
And that's like the scariest phone call an actor can get. You know, like you got 6 to 5 weeks to pull it together to play a superhero with your shirt on.
Yeah.
So that weekend, I remember I just was like, I'm starting on Monday. So I went and had all of my favorite meals. I had some oxtails. Oxtails from Wee Jammin'. Yeah. Is that the name of that restaurant by my house? Wee Jammin'. It's a Jamaican restaurant.
It's off of Ventura?
On Pico. There might be one
Pico.
On Ventura, too.
Okay.
Is that the name of my spot? Because there are a lot of Jamaican restaurants. But I got a big old plate of oxtails. I had Pinkberry, as I mentioned, cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. I had my favorite donut at Paper and Plastic.
That's
a Huckleberry donut. It's the most beautiful thing. I just went crazy
What's
that
in the
week.
Huckleberry donut?
Just beautiful
good,
huckleberries,
right?
Which is such a great berry. It's so delicious. I mean, that donut. I might go get one
next
now.
Next time you're on, I'm gonna create a healthy version of the
of a huckleberry donut. That would be so good.
Just for you.
Because it isn't one of those...
I have a donut baking pan. That's how
what?
Much I love donuts.
Oh, that's
donuts.
How real you are with your donuts.
To bake them instead of frying them, so it's healthier.
Oh, my God. Okay, that would be dope. A huckleberry donut when I come
I'll
back.
I'll do that for you.
So I did that, and then I started working out with Eric Thomas Wilson, as I explained. And you can look him up on Facebook, on Instagram, Eric Thomas Wilson. Amazing trainer. And we worked together and really transformed my body. I mean, my body, I had always been in okay shape, you know, but we got to a place that I'd never been to in my entire life. And one thing that I did from the moment we had to start this process was I actually joined a church at the exact same time because I was aware that in order to transform your body, I felt like I would have to transform my mind and my spirit at the same time. So for me, for every hour that I spend in the gym, at the end of every workout I do at the Equinox that you see me at, I go to the yoga room and I meditate by myself for 10 minutes after every workout.
Oh, see, that's why you don't need yoga. but you're already kind of doing it.
Right, exactly. Because for me, I feel like there's an imbalance if you put too much attention into your body and not into your mind and your spirit.
I love that. I love that you were able to grasp that because it's so connected.
Yeah.
And I see it with my clients all the time. If one is out of whack,
it's hard. You can't get there. You won't get there.
Exactly. So what were the overall results that you've seen after working with your trainer?
I posted a picture on my – I didn't post it on Instagram. I actually posted it on my Facebook page. Uh-huh. It was like night and day. I mean, I started at about 205 pounds, somewhere around there. And we probably got me to about 180, which was probably a little too –
In 6 weeks?
Five weeks.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is probably a little extreme. Yeah. And probably we went a little past the mark a little bit.
Was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though.
Right, exactly. But I was in you know, the best shape I'd ever been in my life. I mean, body fat was really reduced and, I'd seen muscle groups develop that I'd never seen develop in all of my years of working out. And, but I feel like now that I'm not playing that character anymore, now I want to be more like a human being, you know, just look like more like of a everyday person in a way and be able to go either way with whatever the role calls for. So I'm actually back now at about 204, and I enjoy being at this weight. Yeah. I love being, you know, I just, for me, I love being over 200 pounds.
See, I was shocked to hear that because I remember you from the Angel days. Right. You were like this fit vampire hunter. So what has changed between then and now in terms of you for fitness?
My workout is a lot more intense now and a lot more, like now working out is more a part of my lifestyle. And that was another thing that really, that was another corner that I had to turn with working out. Like, I'm investing all of this time in working out when I live here in LA and my life is pretty stable. But what now when I travel? Because I travel a lot. Yeah. You know, I travel a lot for work. But I found a way to incorporate fitness into my lifestyle. I have now, like, I don't really drink that much anymore. Mm-hmm. So when I go to a new city, I join a local gym or just for the day or for the week.
Yeah.
And I work out in the gym in the same way that I would visit a bar when I was traveling. I'm investigating the city at the gym.
Yeah.
So this is my socializing. I meet people. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm working out there in the new city. I'm trying a new gym. I'm seeing people from the place and, you know, or walking, hiking, doing stuff like that. So I incorporate it so much into my lifestyle now as opposed to it was something that was, you know, separate.
And you develop new habits.
New habits, totally, yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
So what did you do different in terms of workouts when you were working with your trainer and seeing that great transformation? Were you, like, really intensifying and upping your weight? Were you
flipping
doing
tires.
More plyometrics? Were you doing – what were you doing?
It was a lot of heavy lifting, a whole lot of heavy lifting, and in a sequence – and in a with a frequency that I had never, and an intensity that I'd never worked out with before. Mm-hmm. So, whereas before I would only do a bench press for my chest, we did four exercises for chest now.
Mm-hmm.
And one including like incline dumbbells, which I never used to mess with dumbbells ever.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm all about dumbbells.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always use the bar personally. We switched that and... just attacking the muscle from different sides and from different, you know, he made me understand all the different sections of a particular muscle and how you hit each one doing a different exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to exhaust that muscle now is another thing that I wasn't doing before. You know, you think I was in pretty good shape when I was on Angel. I was in okay shape, but not in the shape that I was in once we started working on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I love that.
And I think you attack those three big things. One I always find with people is like rest time. People don't realize how much rest time they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
They think it was a quick 2 minutes. 2 minutes is too long. And
it is.
Especially if you're not like
your
going
heart rate
heavy.
Too right. low. Once you get your heart rate elevated, you don't want it to shoot too low. You want to keep it up.
You don't want to fully recover before the next set. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the intensity where people feel like they're going really hard. And so they're doing just chest one day and legs one day. But they're walking out of the gym fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lot of people realize that some of these rules were made for bodybuilders. And so I try to tell people that, like, unless you're pushing so much weight that you can't lift again, you can probably do chest the next day and the next day at a lightweight, heavy rep.
Exactly. Mm.
So it's good that he seemed to attack all those, like, those misconceptions. And then hitting the angles, which I really like. Because I do a lot of angle work. You can't just do one thing for chest or one thing for biceps. So
nice.
I didn't ask you, did you play any sports growing up?
You know, I played bougie sports when I was a kid. Like pool, tennis, and soccer. I played a little bit in middle school. I was on the tennis team in high school.
Tennis is no
volleyball,
joke.
Volleyball, I
tennis
really enjoy. Hard. It is. I come to find out that I really enjoy individual sports. I'm not a big team sports person.
That's
I don't
me.
Know why.
You know what it is? I was a competitive gymnast growing up, and when I started playing basketball or group sports, I would get too angry at my teammates. Mm. I was so used to being an individual, it's all on me, right. And you just missed the shot, and now we're losing. It's a problem, so I get what you're saying.
I don't know if that's why, maybe it is, but I just love individual sports. I don't know why. I think that there's something about, I really enjoy, and I think this is an acting thing too, trying to get in the zone with yourself.
Self.
Yeah. It's such a, but I guess that's what my meditating is about too, and my spiritual practices. It's about really getting in a zone with yourself.
Yeah.
And so I don't want other people involved in that.
What is your dream role, and would you have to physically change for that role?
Okay, so I believe that for an actor, the work is to make your next role your dream role. Mm-hmm. So whatever I get next, I'm going to find a way to make it my dream role, mm-hmm. to find something in it that is so attractive to me that it excites me to the level of, I'm so excited about this character that I want other people to be excited about this character too. So I feel like with a lot of characters that I've played, I put a lot of things into them that are not on the page, and I feel so validated when someone I've never met before, somebody who watches the show, says that they saw something in my work that I put in there that is not in the script, that we never talked about, but they saw it. That makes me so happy, because that makes me feel almost like I'm telekinetic, like I'm able to communicate something without words.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my
so every
philosophy.
Role is your dream role.
I can't take it unless I find something in it that is dreamlike for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So with Notorious, for example, I decided that I was playing a character from the Medici family. Mm-hmm. And the Medici family is a family I learned about when I was visiting Florence, Italy. Mm-hmm. They're a family that was, known for hundreds of years. They did all of these beautiful buildings and museums, and they sponsored artists, and they wanted a legacy. They were all about a legacy. And their family motto was, make haste slowly.
Yeah.
So I applied that, and I decided I was playing a great man from the Medici family, and I wanted to extend our family into the year 3000. And that's who I was playing. That wasn't in the script, but that's what I had to do to get excited about it.
Yeah. So what made you want to become an actor? Did you always know you wanted to be an actor?
Three's Company.
Really? That's so cute.
Kind of. I mean, I couldn't articulate as a child what it was that I was seeing, but every time I sat in front of a TV, if the movie was about firefighters, I'd say, Mom, I want to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
If it was about lawyers, I'd say, Mom, I want to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I kept changing my profession until they explained to me that these were actually actors who lived in Los Angeles, and that's where Three's Company took place. And I was like, oh, I want to be in Three's Company. I want to live that life.
Fourth Company.
Right. I want to be But there were never any black people on Three's Company.
Yeah,
so that was interesting. But and Star Wars. Star Wars was another thing that made me realize I wanted to be in the entertainment industry and the Michael Jackson Bad Tour. But those were the things that made me want to be in the industry.
Very interesting. Yeah. Now, if we, both Shaq and I, went to your house, opened up your cupboard and your refrigerator, what supplements would we find and what food would we find?
And what food would you hide?
You're not going to find much food in my house. The only food I have in my house right now are apple chips. I love apple chips. I'm addicted to apple chips. Some organic peanut butter and some crackers and some honey.
Okay.
And some cracked black pepper, which I put on there as well. There's probably a lot of takeout boxes in there.
Yeah, you're doing for food, then you got to be eating.
So much takeout boxes.
Do you try to eat clean when you're eating out? What would you order that's not so bad for you?
After this, I would love to go to this restaurant called Charcoal, but it's in Venice, so I'm going to go another night. But they have these amazing smoked chicken wings that I'm going
to
get. They're so delicious.
Charcoal.
In Venice. It's so good. And then I was going to get their skirt steak, which was also delicious. And then I was going to get this collard green and sweet potato salad that they have.
Good.
And that's a perfect meal for me.
All of that.
Oh, why is that?
Collard green and sweet potato.
It's
right.
Like a big
down,
meal. That's a big meal.
Yeah, that's a big meal.
Salad.
That's all in one sitting.
Wait, so is that like a normal meal or you kind of know that you've okay.
That's what I want right now.
Yeah.
But there's something kind of normal about that.
Because what do you do after you have a meal that you feel like, okay, this was a meal, I want to go to the gym tomorrow?
See, that meal I don't feel bad about at all. That meal I would never feel. You'd feel bad. Well, you're a vegan.
Yeah.
Would you feel bad about that meal?
I have no shame, so I wouldn't feel bad.
For me, feeling bad about a meal would be a pizza from 800 Degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I'd feel bad about. This I wouldn't feel bad about at all.
I think maybe portion size definitely would be a little interesting. Yeah. But
right.
So what would you do after, like, when you have that meal that you kind of spill over? You think, you know, do you have a routine you hit the gym with specifically when you have to go hard, or?
No, because I'm kind of, it depends on the muscle group that I have to get to that day. Most days I'll do two muscle groups, but right now I'm just doing a single muscle group per day. Just kind of like getting really, very concentrated and isolated about, you know, the different body parts, and then I'll incorporate them to do two a day again, because I felt like I was kind of plateauing with my workout. Okay. So I'm just trying something a little different right now.
Yeah. What about supplements? What do you take?
Do you take any? I take a protein shake called Pro7.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's a synthetic whey protein, which probably is not the best.
Well, I always say whey, no good, but yeah.
You don't like whey?
Well, most people are like, can't digest it. Most people are naturally allergic to whey.
Really?
Yeah, and especially most women, but men as well.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about? What is whey exactly?
It's from the milk.
Yeah, it's from the milk. So it's
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, so it's not digested. Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not.
Do you find yourself going to the bathroom?
But not in a bad way.
But people will get like a gas from it, but they'll just think it's just normal stuff from they won't attribute it to the whey
because
you don't think about it as a food. You just kind of like a
when I
shake,
first started taking protein shakes years and years ago, I would have like lots of stomach issues, and then my body got used to it, so now I don't have those issues, but I know it was a reaction to the whey.
So do you use whey protein now still?
I've been using your protein powder.
Good. Do you feel better?
The raw fit. Yeah, I like it, and it has that coffee taste in it, so it like kills that caffeine that I need for the day, and I'm also getting protein, but it's not whey, so it's not hurting.
And it's got a little green coffee bean extract in it too, so got one for you. So
thank you very much. Yeah. So what does it, I mean, I guess it's the exact same thing. I mean, it just builds the muscles in the same way that a whey protein would?
Yeah, and so they it's Garden of Life, and they make sure they put a full amino acid profile when they're getting this protein together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just raw vegan protein, and it's got green coffee bean extract in it, which is good for weight loss. So you're building muscle and hopefully helping to eliminate fat.
Well, I'm fresh out of Pro 7, so I will try that, and I will report to you. I'm going to try it for the next few weeks and see how it goes.
Yeah, I love it, though.
Nice. Do you take a multivitamin?
Oh, yes,
do you take
I do.
Fish oils? What else do you do?
I take a great multivitamin. I will find the name for you, but I can't remember the name at the moment. I take that twice a day. It gives me so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I try to keep everything super simple. I mean, I drink alkaline water daily, lots of it. And those are the only supplements I take.
And you drink alkaline water all day? Or?
I do.
Good for you. What, have you noticed the difference? I don't know. I've done some research, but I don't know if...
I was such a holdout. I thought it was such a joke. Like when people are like, oh my God, I haven't gotten sick since I started drinking this water. And, you know, I was like, it's just water. Mm-hmm. It's H2.
But it's hard to know. Yeah.
It's hard to know. But I can honestly say, I mean, I don't get sick a lot anyway, but since I started drinking it, you know, for the last long time, close to a year, maybe, I haven't been sick.
Hello.
I don't know that has anything to do with
it.
The thing is, when you're doing the right things and you're not getting sick, it's hard to say that, like, this is the one thing.
Exactly.
Or I'd be sicker if I didn't do it. You just don't know. Yeah. But
you don't know.
You have
right.
to do a lot of the right things.
Mm-hmm. But I do know that I do keep going back to refill it, and I keep doing it. So I'm taking that as a sign that I am appreciating something about it.
Mm-hmm. Your body knows.
Yeah. So, and I feel great. So, you know.
Keep doing it.
Why not? I do like it. Yeah.
Is there any actor out there that you would say that's the type of body? Because every girl has this. I don't know about guys. That's the type of body or structure that I want to have.
I love that question. The answer is none.
Good for you.
You know why? I had a revelation in the middle of my training process over the last few years. I had a revelation where I realized that part of this whole process of fitness is that you have to fall in love with the changes that your body is making.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're over there looking at somebody else's body, that's their body. That's the way that their body is designed to change. But you have to really get into your own changes. And so there's nobody I really look at and I'm like, that person, I really want to look like that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I just want to look like a great version of me.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. For me, myself, being a female,
mm-hmm.
especially on social media and being into fitness, you see all these different bodies. And Shaka even put me on and told me a lot of these girls who have six-pack abs are on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
Even girls take steroids.
Yeah. Right.
They manipulate it to lower doses so they don't look like a man. Because I'll see these girls with big booties and six-pack abs. And I'm like, no, if you have one or the other, you're going to lose.
Right, exactly.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
And then some girls have it naturally, and some girls, you know, but then other girls, a lot of the girls at least.
Yeah, majority of the girls, they actually are taking stuff, or they're, you know, running to the doctor and getting shots.
Well, that
and
too.
Different things. Yeah.
Right.
So for myself, what I've learned is, it's kind of like you, to love yourself where you are and always strive, you know, to do more. I find, like, right now I'm 15 pounds up of my lowest weight. Okay. And I always thought, like, I have to be, that scale needs to be this amount of weight for me to feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stopped looking at the scale, I realized this is where I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm able to go to the gym, work out, but also I'm not starving myself.
Right.
You know, and I still fit into my clothes, you know, I feel good all the way around. So I understand what you're saying. You just gotta, you know, not look at other people. And
it's what you said too, it's about where you feel good, and I feel really good right around here, you know. I just feel like myself. I feel like, because sometimes for me, and this was a struggle for me too, like when I was down to 180 and I felt like I was in the best physical shape, in clothes I look like skinny mini. And I just don't like that look on me. I don't like to
and you're
look
tall
skinny.
How tall are you?
I am 6'3".
So
even though I might, you know, weigh something substantial, I look like super, like my clothes look like falling off and stuff like that. So I've kind of had to make peace with the fact that I'm not going to have like a perfect six pack right now, you know, if I want to be, you know, happy and feel, you know, like me. You know what I mean?
I read this interesting article on greatest.com. One of the reporters, he wanted to challenge himself to get a six pack and everything that you have to sacrifice. And by the end of achieving his six pack, he lost his girlfriend. He didn't have some friends because it was so extreme where, you know, he couldn't be in the bar with his friends drinking.
Oh, my God, right.
You know, he had to always be in the gym, not spending as much time with his girlfriend, cranky all the time because you can't eat the certain foods that you want to eat. And
I think you have to end up doing a sort of, like, self-searching when you want. You don't want to have to have a six-pack. You want a better you.
Yes.
And when you're looking for a better you, you find ways to do it in ways you don't alienate your friends.
Right.
You don't do things like that. You find, like, you go out to the bar and you order a vodka on ice with water or something over, you know, the vodka with cranberry. You find little ways to improve your life in different areas so it all culminates in something better. So it's always about improving that better you rather than, like, I need that six pack in 5 weeks or this, you know?
And I also find, I feel like, too, I noticed somewhere in there, too, that, you know, when I was working out a lot and when I noticed that I was hanging around a lot of people who worked out a lot, I found the conversation level was disappointing because it was always, like, about some damn protein shake. Like, nobody had nothing else to talk about.
That's all we talk about.
You know, what are you doing?
I felt like I started getting to a place where I was like, for every hour I'm in the gym, too, I actually want to read something that I've never read before.
Because
I need to have other things to talk about.
Because
I was in the gym a lot during that period. But I found my conversation was suffering. So.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. And that's when you spoke of earlier, the different podcasts and different audiobooks and stuff like that. That's what
You just made me realize that's probably why I do that. I didn't even put that together. But I like to, if something really is engaging my mind, then my body gets engaged too. So.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, is there anything else you want to tell our fans out there where they can find you online, what you have coming up? Is it really you on your social media that they can at?
Yes, it's really me. Yes, and I am at J. August Richards. J is an initial. August like the month. Richards.
What's your real first name?
Jaime.
Jaime. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that's on Instagram. And then Facebook is the official J. August Richards. And Twitter is at J. August Richards.
Jaime's James.
Yes. My real name is Jaime Augusto Richards.
Oh, okay. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, Shaka, where can they find you?
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
And you guys can find me online at Fit with Fallon or at fitwithfallon.com. And we were so blessed to have
you
today.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Being serenaded by you and getting those different tips and tricks. What we learned, what was it, ginger to chew on, audiobooks when we work out,
we
love yourself when you look in the mirror.
And we
got
to finish with some new edition. We have to finish with some new edition.
We do.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ready? Mr. Telephone Man. Is there something wrong with my life? When I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
There's something wrong with my life. Kevin Undergaro, Gary Olson, Tiana Hobbs, and the entire EXL staff. We would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.